This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, the Democrat from California, announced Wednesday that the House will not take up the Senate-passed bipartisan infrastructure package this month, rejecting calls from moderates in her caucus who are demanding a quick vote. Pelosi has hinted the House will not turn the $1 trillion infrastructure package until the Senate passes a much larger $3.5 trillion social spending package. As many Americans wonder what happened to the price of gas, new inflation numbers released on Wednesday showed the cost of gas is up nearly 42% from July of 2020. The Biden administration's plan to curb prices on gas is an open letter to OPEC nations, asking them to produce more oil. Redistricting season is underway with the release of detailed population data from the U.S. Census Bureau that will be used to redraw voting districts nationwide. Texas, Florida, Georgia, and North Carolina will likely gain seats. USA Radio News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
Democrats are attempting to take election procedures away from the states. Tim Berg reports.
Immediately after the Senate passed a $3.5 trillion budget resolution vote via party line, Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer attempted to pass the voting rights package via unanimous consent. Texas Republican Senator Ted Cruz blocked Schumer's attempt.
Reserving the right to object, this bill would constitute a federal government takeover of elections. It would constitute a massive power grab by Democrats. It would disenfranchise millions of Americans. And it would do precisely the opposite of its nominal title, for the people. It is instead for the politicians, because it entrenches politicians and ensures that the people cannot vote them out of office.
From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
Thanks for listening. We are USA Radio News.
With protection for your motorcycle, boat, and RV, your Progressive policy works the way it's supposed to. Unlike this indecisive sports talk host.
All right, welcome to the Big Shark Show.
Hey, Big Shark, any predictions for the game tonight?
Well, if you ask me, they are definitely going to win big, but I also think there's a chance they don't win. It's just my gut that they will. Or they won't, but I do have a hunch that whatever happens, we will definitely know when it does.
Wait, so...
Either way, they always seem to come up with a big play, or sometimes just a smaller one.
Switch to Progressive today.
Bottom line, they're going to win. Or lose.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
CBS News station WRGB is reporting nearly $9 million has been paid by New York taxpayers for disgraced Democrat New York Governor Andrew Cuomo's legal defense fees. And more funds are expected to be spent as his attorneys are charging the state $600 to $900 an hour. Breaking down what happens now on Fox News is Jonas Spilbor, a criminal defense lawyer.
That report from Letitia James is not going to be evidence that's going to be used against him in a criminal court. It is one big giant hearsay exception. So where taxpayers are going to have to foot the bill some more is when prosecutors, if prosecutors want to actually file charges and prosecute him, it's going to be on the prosecution, i.e. the taxpayers, to bring those individuals back into court, the subpoena fees, the witness fees, the expert fees, etc. So we're still going to be paying for that. But the good news is Cuomo would be privately paying for his own defense if criminal charges are eventually brought. That's a little bit of good news for us taxpayers.
New York's Lieutenant Governor Kathy Hochul will take over as governor in less than 2 weeks.
But make no mistake, our work has already begun, and I know this year and a half has been so challenging for families and businesses across our state. And sometimes it doesn't feel like it's getting easier, The Delta variant is still raging, and it's going to take all of us to defeat it.
I'm Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
Here's an important COVID-19 school system update for your local area. If you're concerned about your child's education, please pay close attention to this message. The current school systems were not set up for at-home learning. If you're worried that your child may not be getting the grades they need to get ahead, may be losing self-confidence, or you're worried about them getting into a good college because of their grades, help is available to you. Call Grade Potential Tutoring. They can help with in-home or online tutoring and help your child with any subject and every grade level, even for test prep. They're experts in the home tutoring and online tutoring field and confident they can help you and your child get better grades today. Call now for your free consultation. 800-539-5860. 800-539-5860. 800-539-5860. That's 800-539-5860.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. Stop. Hey, what's that sound?
Well, hello, America. Bill Martinez here. 6 minutes after the top of the hour, Megan Barth from ReaganBabe.com joins us. Megan, let me ask you up front. First of all, welcome. Always good to have you with us on the show. How are you?
I'm doing well, Bill. Thanks so much. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing good, all things considered. I appreciate it. Thanks for asking. But why are people so doggone fearful? With everything that's going on, I mean, it's like we're all walking on eggshells. And we've got to keep our eyes out for the other person, what they might do for us. Crime is running rampant. I mean, this is all being orchestrated by the powers to be to some expected and designed end. Is it not? Whether it's COVID, whether it's crime increasing, open borders, the Delta variants and all the narrative and, mixed with lies and truth. I mean, it's such a hodgepodge of information that we've disanchored from what we can trust and what is true and right and fair and just. It seems.
And all by design, really. The Democrat Party always operates in a political modem of fear. Fear is a very powerful political tool. It's a very manipulative weapon. It's an emotion that can be easily manipulated. It's an emotion that can be easily raised. And once you have people that are fearful, they become more dependent. Mm-hmm. They also become more vulnerable. And this is the perfect storm for Democrat tyranny. And that's what we've witnessed the last, 18 months. We're going on 2 years of 15 days to flatten the curve.
Yeah. This has been a movement that's been going on for decades. But it pronounced itself initially probably more aggressively during the Obama years. We got a break with Trump, though you could see the resistance. And then after they got Trump out of the way, and as you say, now to your point, in a matter of months, this country has been turned on its head. Thank you very much, the Democratic Party. And what shocks me, Megan, is that you've got Republicans who are participating in this. It's like they should know better. I mean, the injury that the Democratic Party and these policies and this ideology that's being thrust upon the American people is pernicious. It's destructive. There is no good thing that comes out of it. And I've sat there to try to think, okay, all right, let's give them everything they want. Is there something positive to draw out of this? Because I am my father's most optimistic son. So that's why I ask those questions, Megan. So put up with me. Please.
Oh, yeah. Well, I think, we can't dismiss the Republican Party specifically after what 19 of them just did a couple days ago on that vote for the Senate, voted for the first of many infrastructure bills.
Exactly.
If you can manipulate a populace, then you can achieve whatever it is you want. And that's exactly what happened. They used, you know, if you look back historically, and you're right, whether in just my time on this earth, if you look back at Clinton, if you look back at Obama, if you look back at any Democrat real contender, but ones that have been successful for president, they're always talking about hope.
Mm-hmm.
Hope, 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 hope. Well, at the time, they were talking about hope is that people were fearful of the economy. People were fearful of perhaps losing their job. People were fearful of nuclear war. People were fearful of climate change. I mean, there's all these things that we're supposed mm-hmm. to be fearful of when it comes. And the Democrat voter specifically, if you look at how they vote, if you look at their psychological profile, they are they vote and they react with their feelings.
Mm-hmm.
I had a very interesting discussion. It was kind of just a random discussion. I simply asked our neighborhood group up in Northern Nevada on Facebook if they were familiar with our new commissioner. I didn't really know her. I had some questions about her. And 9 out of 10 Democrats responded, "Well, she makes me feel this way. I met her and I felt so good. I felt as though she really listened. I felt as though," and I finally responded, I said, "I'm not asking about your feelings. I want to know who she is. Like,
exactly.
I want to know what has she done."
Right.
You know, forgive me. But that was very typical, and it lined up with everything that I've read about the psychology of Democrats.
Mm. It's subjective.
It's all emotion-driven gobbledygook.
Right. It's totally subjective, Megan. It's kind of like,
right,
if you look at it right now, I know people are, you know, poo-pooing what Mike Lindell is doing in the 72-hour symposium. But most of what is being delivered there is scientific proof. It is moved out of the realm of the subjective. I mean, here's the facts. And I can appreciate there's some people that just are not in the mood to accept that. They live in the realm of emotions. That's what they're comfortable with. I get that. But if we're going to make intelligent and proper decisions for the betterment and the continuation of this great American experiment, we need to deal with truth and facts and empirical evidence, not emotions. And so that is the challenge. And so hopefully there is going to be such, and there seems to be already such a preponderance of scientific fact and numbers. I mean, these are quantitative numbers. I mean, as simple as 1 + 1 = 2. I mean, that's inarguable. Although, because of some people's feelings, they may want to argue differently, but that's okay. You know, you can go do that, but I'm not going to spend a lot of time and discussion in trying to get you out of your rut. That's your comfort zone. That's fine. I respect that. But I want to be around people who are intellectual, who are interested in advancing the cause for the betterment of all people, even those that still want to try to figure out that 1 + 1 = 3. You know, that's okay. This is a free America. We have room for people that want to, you know, mess up on math, but I don't want them in control, especially of a space capsule that needs to re-enter, you know, our gravity, you know, our Earth's, you know, perimeter, when you need to have exact science and exact measures, you know, and when basically it comes down to life and death. I don't want them. If you can't figure out that 1 + 1 = 2, then, you know, you're probably not the man or woman for the job. Just saying.
Right. And the whole fear card and the manipulation is starting very early. And this is actually kind of what gives me hope, and the reaction to this is with our children.
Mm-hmm.
You know, now they are being taught in order to see color, specifically see race, and then not only see race, but fear the other race.
Mm-hmm.
Or fear their own history, or even fear themselves, because they're taught if they're white, they're a racist and they have privilege and they somehow need to repent. And so we now we're seeing parents, and I believe that parents are going to save this country.
Yeah.
Parents are rising up and showing up at school boards in the hundreds across the country and saying, no, you aren't going to teach our children to fear one another. No, you aren't going to teach. You're going to teach our children math and science and things that are going to allow them to be productive members of society.
Exactly. Got to go to break. We've got more from the founder, proprietor of ReaganBabe.com. Megan Barth is with us. We're coming on 15 minutes after the top of the hour right now.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your healthcare costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954. Do you need to sell your home? If you've sold a home before, you remember how stressful and expensive it was. Sold.com is here to help you sell your home for the most money and with the least amount of stress. There are new ways to sell your home that you've never heard of before. Did you know there are companies who'll offer you cash for your home? Did you know you could trade in your home for a new one? Did you know there are realtors who'll sell your home for a flat fee instead of an expensive commission? It's true. Sold.com services are free. So if you're looking to sell, make this free phone call right now and learn how your next home sale can be faster and easier than you ever thought possible. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 800-399-3706. 800-399-3706. 800-399-3706. Again, that's 800-399-3706.
Right here, right now. Bill Martinez.
The brightest sunrise, waiting on the other side, on the darkest night, don't ever lose.
And we got to hang on to our hope, ladies and gentlemen. And I understand with things looking the way they are, rather bleak. But, you know, it always seems to get to that point where it becomes worse before it gets better. And that's just the way it seems to cycle. As a friend of mine would say, you can always look for the illegitimate before you realize the legitimate. And hopefully that's where this country is. The other thing that we are far from is laughter. The best medicine, I believe, that we can have, Megan Barth, is to be able to laugh. I was talking to a cancer doctor the other day, and he reminded me of the Washington Post story, one of the editors there, that when he had cancer, Cousins, Mr. Cousins, when he had cancer, he told the nurses and the doctors, says, well, forget about all that medicine. Just give me all these comedy movies. You know, send me the Three Stooges, vitamin C. And when they went by his room, all they heard was laughter and these different, you know, I Love Lucy episodes that were playing. And he laughed himself into healing out of cancer. It's an incredible story. It's very well documented. And it was good to hear that that advice again. And I bring that up only because I want to share with the audience, and this is going to be a short version because this is almost 4 minutes in length and we don't have enough time to do this. But Melissa Lev, and I don't know how I missed this, but my dear friend in Tennessee Bob, sent this link to me, and it's hysterical. It says what we should all be doing right now, and this is regarding COVID and all the directorals, the directates or the dictates from Fauci, the WHO, and the Biden administration. Listen to what she had to share with us. Go ahead and play that, Brad.
Yeah, I really don't understand why everybody isn't following the same rules right now. They're very clear, so let's take a minute and let's go over them again. First, you must not leave the house for any reason, unless, of course, you have a reason, and then you may leave the house. All stores are closed except those that are open, and all stores must close unless, of course, they need to stay open. This virus is deadly, but don't be afraid of it. It can only kill people who are vulnerable and also those who are not vulnerable. We should stay locked down until the virus stops infecting people. And it will only stop infecting people if enough of us get infected that we build immunity. So it is very important that we get infected and also do not get infected. You should not go to the doctor's office or the hospital unless you have to go there. Unless, of course, you are too sick to go there. This virus has no effect on children except for those children in which it affects. The virus remains active on different surfaces for 2 hours.
Okay, you're going to get the point here. Is it any wonder, Megan, that she perfectly sets it up. I mean, this is the kind of communication that Dr. Fauci and the administration has been pulverizing the American people, and they wonder why there's vaccine hesitancy, because there is tremendous confusion with the varying stories that you send our way.
Well, and there's another obvious double standard, if you will, mm-hmm. is that, and ludicrous at best, Dr. Fauci keeps talking about herd immunity, mm-hmm. but only herd immunity from vaccine, not
yes.
natural herd immunity from mm-hmm. infection.
Right.
From natural infection. So it doesn't make any sense. And as Judge Judy always says, when it doesn't make sense, it mustn't be true.
Yes.
What is the difference between natural herd immunity and vaccine herd immunity? Well, one is natural and one's a synthetic.
Yes. And what the doctors are saying, the natural is more effective. I am naturally
right.
immune, Megan, as I shared with you before. And I got COVID back in March. I went to the doctor. They've been running tests and everything else. And again, my antibodies are so strong. They said stronger than you would have been vaccinated. And do not get vaccinated, because what's happening is people who have had natural herd immunity, like you're talking about, and they get vaccinated, they end up running into complications. You know, don't take medicine that you don't need. I mean, isn't that kind of the basic thing that we learned with some of our initial, you know, conferences and meetings with our doctors, right?
Well, yeah, and that's actually something I learned when I was a very young girl.
Yeah.
The flu, actually, the common flu that was eradicated somehow by COVID, kills more children than COVID has ever killed.
Mm-hmm.
But we weren't masking children then. Why? Because natural herd immunity.
Right.
You want young children to build up their antibodies and so they can fight in a stronger manner as mm-hmm. they become young adults and adults.
And what they're finding out now, Megan, I'm sorry to cut you off. You just brought up a great point. And what they're starting to discover now is, because they've been protecting the kids, it has kept them from developing their natural herd immunity. And now they're starting to, you know, show some infections of a new variant. which is, I don't know, maybe probably more in the flu category. I don't know this for sure, but what I've been reading about, and this is still, you know, there's still more to understand, but it's not exactly COVID, but they're thinking that maybe part of the reason that we're having this rise is to your exact point, is we've protected them and we've kept them from their bodies, you know, immunizing themselves naturally. So here it is, and we're trying to figure out what these numbers that they're saying, you know, these upticks, particularly here in Florida where I'm at, they're trying to discern and understand exactly what it is and why all of a sudden kids are getting sick. And one of the doctors, you know, said as much and used that as a possible hypothesis for why there's an increase in children getting infected and going to the hospital. But they're also quick to say it's not necessarily COVID directly related.
No, it's not COVID directly related. And geez, maybe it's related to the fact that you kept kids inside, you kept them locked down, and you kept them away from their peers in a school environment when you shut down the school, and had everyone homeschool, for a year. That could possibly be the correlation. It's not real hard to figure out if you're paying attention. There's a video that, of course, has now been banned and taken down and slapped a warning label on, but they took it down on YouTube. You can find it on Rumble. It's a doctor in Indiana speaking to the Indiana School Board, and he basically says, why are we having these outbreaks in the summer? Normally, there's a couple flu seasons historically, okay? And I'm just talking about history.
Yes.
Always when the kids go back to school. And then, you know, in the winter, right? Mm-hmm. So in the fall and the winter, you get these flu seasons, but specifically in the September. In the summer, it's not a flu season, but all of a sudden this summer, we've got a flu season.
Mm-hmm.
So the doctor explains very clearly exactly what his hypothesis is based on his, you know, 30 years of experience and biology.
Yeah.
Has taught him and tells us, and it is directly related to the lockdown as well as the vaccine.
And it's amazing, you know, Megan, this is the first time that I've heard about it. I mean, you and I are talking. I mean, for our audience, they're going, how come I'm not hearing that anywhere else? Because just like you said, it's being squashed. They're not allowed. But this is, you know, we have a unique platform and a unique independent network of stations and, you know, online supporters and partners here that allow us to pursue the truth and to speak honestly about all these different issues. Now, some things, certainly, when we have the factual evidence, you get the facts. And it's not about 8-second sound bites. And also, by the same token, when it's anecdotal or if it is in that realm of the emotion, as we talked about earlier, or subjective, we will state that as well. It's the idea to stimulate the conversation because we need to be talking with one another so that we can, you know, have a better understanding. That's how we advance intellect, not when we silo ourselves and think that we have all the, you know, all the goods and all the answers, right?
Well, right, there's two good lessons here that go to your point. Number one is Australia. Australia has turned into a police militarized state, whereby the public health official said that if you have to go outside, and you have to have a reason to go outside in Australia, if you run into your neighbor, don't talk to them. Don't talk to them. and then the other good example of this is India. Why aren't we hearing so much about India? India is one of the most populated places in the world. COVID didn't hit them as hard and dire as the public health officials were telling us. Why? Because they introduced ivermectin. And they used ivermectin immediately and eradicated about 83% of the virus in the population,
right,
in those that were infected. And so when you deny doctors the ability to prescribe medicine, when you deny doctors the ability to voice their concerns or their
Megan
opinion,
Barr, thank
that
you.
Is medical tyranny.
Yes.
To find a better rate later, introducing the No Regret Refinance from Network Capital Funding Corporation. Mortgage rates are near all-time lows, and Network Capital is now offering one of our lowest 30-year fixed rates ever, 2.375% with a 2.54% APR. With a rate this low, you'll never have to worry about refinancing again. Our unique process is fast, simple, and secure. And right now, the Network Capital 30-year fixed rate is 2.375% with a 2.54% APR. Now, today's low rates won't last, so talk to us about the no-regret refinance today. Call the experts at Network Capital right now. Call 800-500-1-HIT. That's 800-500-1-HIT. As in home run, call now and save big on your refi. 800-500-1-HIT. 800-500-1448. NMLS ID 11712. Not licensed in all states. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Licensed by the California Department of Financial Protection and Innovation under the Finance Law, number 603D787. An equal opportunity lender. Rates subject to change and may not be available at rate law. Discount points may apply. Subject to credit approval. Call 800-500-1448 for additional cost information.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, the Democrat from California, announced Wednesday that the House will not take up the Senate-passed bipartisan infrastructure package this month, rejecting calls from moderates in her caucus who are demanding a quick vote. Pelosi has hinted the House will not turn the $1 trillion infrastructure package until the Senate passes a much larger $3.5 trillion social spending package. As many Americans wonder what happened to the price of gas, new inflation numbers released on Wednesday showed the cost of gas is up nearly 42% from July of 2020. The Biden administration's plan to curb prices on gas is an open letter to OPEC nations, asking them to produce more oil. Redistricting season is underway with the release of detailed population data from the U.S. Census Bureau that will be used to redraw voting districts nationwide. Texas, Florida, Georgia, and North Carolina will likely gain seats. USA Radio News.
Deb's constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating kept giving her grief. She talked to her doctor to get some relief. Turns out Deb had irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C, which was a start. Saying yes to Linzess helped her do her part.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Opinion really does matter. Bill Martinez live, without a doubt.
You be my bodyguard, I can be your lawyer.
You know, we've often said that in the absence of fact, opinion rules, and there is value to opinion. I'm not one to say that we shouldn't hear opinion because, you know, that's how we arrive to the facts and how we stimulate a conversation in pursuit of the truth. And which, you know, hopefully, once we have all the truth, then we can come to a reasonable conclusion that when that does occur, it becomes a win-win proposition. And isn't that what we all want? I would hope so, because I see that as the American way and the American, all part of the American dream, is that we would be reasonable. Now, the environment today, because of the political divide, and I mean divide, that has all been orchestrated for a specific political purpose, not one for the greater good, but more for a party or an ideology. And this is disturbing. I digress for just a moment, only to give you something to consider, and maybe that would stimulate your thinking to where when we have conversations with others, we're first to listen. You know, let's hear what's going on. As I had an incidental conversation with a person this morning, And I could tell by her questions that they were quite probative. And I had to finally ask her, I go, why do you ask? And it was interesting because then she stepped back for just a moment because she wasn't asking, out of interest. She was asking out of qualification. I want to bring Scott Whitlock on right now. Scott joins us. He is the associate editor for the Media Research Center, newsbusters.org. Hey, Scott, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Hey, thanks for having me on.
Have you noticed that when sometimes when you talk to people, you know, I find myself asking, why do you want to know? And it's almost like they want to put you in a particular pigeonhole category and invalidate you from the start. But when you ask that just simple question, it's quite revealing, because once you get that and you get beyond that, then I think you can have a reasonable conversation. Otherwise, as I suggested to this person that was asking some questions, I said, because, you know, if it's one to disqualify me, I said, let's not talk about Donald Trump. We can talk about the weather. It's a nice day. You know what I mean? You know, just to be right. to be civil. You know, today it's just I find it quite interesting how people ask the questions as if they, you know, they're looking for the right answer. They want to know, are you on the right team? Are you on my team? Or are you on the other team, so to speak? It's no wonder we're so divisive, right?
Yeah, I mean, absolutely. We obviously see that in our everyday life, dealing and talking with people who may not agree with us. But we also see it in the media where, you know, you wonder, where is the agenda of these questions? Are you really asking a question because you want an answer? Or are you asking a question because you want to pounce on what I'm going to say, you know,
exactly.
Right then?
And I got to tell you, Scott, it's made me sensitive, and I'm grateful for my youngest son, because he's sensitive about words. And, you know, he'll listen to a sound bite and he'll go, Dad, can you hear the way they're framing that question or the presentation? It's really not reporting of the news. It's not objective. It comes with direct bias. Nice guy. You know, you're so right. And I appreciate the sensitivity, because my hope is that in doing this show and whatever I present, that I do it in a way that is, there's some fairness, there's some balance, there's encouragement, you know, that stimulates people to where they want to look into it further and challenge me. You know, I'm being challenged. When you do, you know, 3 hours a day of live radio, you are challenged by every word and by the listeners who say, hey, look at, you may have had a better way to say this. And I say this up front, Scott, because when I started in radio, I started as a disc jockey, and, you know, you're a juvenile and you're joking around and you're saying things, you know, sometimes that are inappropriate. And like anybody who tries to be funny, you get A material, you get B material, you try to stay in A, B, and every once in a while you go C, and God forbid when you hit the D or E, you know, or get down to F material. It's just awful, because then you're forever apologizing. So, you know, that's just part of, you know, the failings of a radio disc jockey, now talk show host, you know, that sometimes can overstep the bounds. But I'm just calling and hoping, and I'm trying to be that change I want to see in others, to where I frame things in such a way that is respectful, that promotes a conversation, because I'm not threatened by the other side's viewpoint. In fact, I welcome it, because I want to advance my intellect. I want to be a lot better as a result of them coming into my life and stimulating my ideas with their ideas, so that we have together better ideas. Is that fair and reasonable?
No, that's absolutely fair. And well, first off, I was going to say, let's sign your son up to be an intern at the Media Research Center, because he sounds pretty spot on with how he's analyzing things. But yeah, as far as the media, I would just say that's one thing I always say to people, or people who don't know that much about the Media Research Center as newsbusters, is that we're not asking for conservative bias. We absolutely have no problem with a journalist who is going to be hard-hitting and investigative and tough on a Republican president, who would then turn around and do that on a Democratic president or a Democratic Congress. That's what the media is supposed to be. They are supposed to be the watchdogs. The problem too often is that they want to just be hard-hitting when there's a Republican president, when Donald Trump is president. Mm-hmm. And now you can just – let's look at that. Afghanistan is dominating the news this morning, but it's covered in a way of they don't even mention Joe Biden. They don't even mention this kind of – they talk about this slow disaster we're seeing in Afghanistan, but there's no sort of introspective coverage about – the decision that Joe Biden made earlier this spring. They don't want to talk about that. We know they would want to talk about that, and they did when Donald Trump was president.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly. And again, we're not enlarged as a result of this. And we used to say in the business world, Scott, that you got inside the bubble. You know, leadership would get inside of the bubble, and their viewpoint would be compromised. And this is what's happened, is in a sense, you know, we expect our media to be, you know, leaders, and for them not to get into the bubble and to be, you know, propagandists. And sadly, this is what journalism has become, much to the shock and disdain of true professional journalists who are out there, you know, doing the job on behalf of the people. Now, I wanted to talk to you about, Chris Cuomo. I mean, he still is alive as a CNN primetime anchor. He's been ethically compromised. This is not the first time that he's been compromised. If it was, a Fox anchor and they had done what Chris had done, they'd been gone. You know, and the double standards continue throughout our country. We've got to find a way to resolve this.
Yeah, absolutely. Chris Cuomo, it is really shocking because it's not just that he is a very left-wing journalist on CNN. We know that. We know there's lots of those on CNN. But the way they are treating journalism, the concept of journalism at CNN is disgusting. This is a guy who has been advising his brother on how to not just deal with this sexual abuse and sexual harassment scandal, but how to dismiss these women and how to get past their accusations. Yeah. And he's been doing that, and we found out this week it doesn't look like he's really stopped, but CNN doesn't seem to have any real issue with that. He's on quote-unquote vacation.
Right. Well, but let me say this. The audience definitely has a problem with it. And look at the ratings. I mean, they are voting with their eyes and with their fingertips, changing channels. And they're just not participating. And CNN is, I don't know how much longer they can hang on as their ratings continue to take such a severe beating. Do you?
Yeah, I think it's definitely a real issue for them. And you combine that with what happened with Jeffrey Toobin and the fact that they brought him back on. And this stuff is just so glaring and disgusting. Jeffrey Toobin and what he did on that Zoom call apparently is okay, but they fire, they fire CNN analysts who are conservative because they say something inappropriate or awkward or unfortunate. But these guys get to stay? It doesn't make any sense.
Right, exactly. Santorum's out. My buddy Sanchez is out. And on and on. There's no room for a conservative perspective. And unfortunately, that's sad because you got to know. Well, you know, by definition and by practice, if you tune into CNN, if you want to participate in silo politics and divided politics, hey, you know what team? Just put on the home jersey and join in and enjoy yourself. But last time I looked, you're losing a lot of fellow former participants with CNN. Scott Whitlock, as always, we appreciate the perspective. Thank you for coming on.
Thanks for having me on.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past 2 years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110. Guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
855-525-7448. 855-525-7448. 855-525-7448. That's 855-525-7448.
Do you have a home that you don't want anymore? We can buy it from you within 24 hours, any home, size, or condition. For over 20 years, we've been buying homes for cash and helping homeowners sell their homes immediately with no listings or strangers walking through your home. Are you moving? Did you lose your job? Going through a divorce? Whatever the reason, if you're in a bind and you know that you need to sell your house fast, call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. We'll make you a serious cash offer to buy your home in 24 hours and let you walk away from it. No listing, no waiting. Sell any home, any size, any condition now. Call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. Make this free call now.
800-430-0674. 800-430-0674. 800-430-0674. That's 800-430-0674.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Martinez here, 14 minutes before the top of the hour. It is time for Dr. Ted Baer, the one and only founder, publisher of Movie Guide. Dr. Ted, how are we doing?
I am doing great because you're here and I'm here, and somehow we've got some little bit of technology to work for us, which is wonderful.
Well, it's always there, you know, because the demonic doesn't want you and I getting together, because when you get two or more gathered in his name, you know, Jesus here, we got all kinds of power and fun, you know?
I know. And, you know, every week we're fixing it, and it works perfectly until you and I talk. So you're absolutely right.
Yeah, there's some force against us, but that's okay. Hey, a good movie here to talk about is Vivo. Is this worth the watching?
Vivo is very fun and exciting. And, of course, it involves a topic that I think they did extremely well, which is Cuba, a Cuban, you know, Cuba's been suppressed for many, many years by Castro. If you read, you know, any of the great books about people who were persecuted in Cuba and how horrible it was, and, you know, some of the people that are involved in it. This is about a musician who's had a great love, and she left and became a famous star in the United States. And the musician has a monkey. He plays in the square. The monkey, it's not really a monkey. It's an animal, a ring-tailed mammal. Uh-huh. But anyway, he can think, and he can communicate. And the musician gets an invitation and go to America to visit his long-lost beloved and play her the song that he didn't play for her to keep her, you know, to marry her in the beginning. And the musician dies. But... Oh. The good news is Vivo, the ring-tailed mammal in Cuba, goes to America, finds a way to America, finds a way to the concert, finds a way to deliver the song. It's a very powerful movie. You know, of course, there's a little caution because I teach cognitive development theory for little children because you've got the deaf, but it's fun, it's lightweight, and of course it exposes in a very subtle and kind way that Cuba is not the best place to live.
Yeah, if you can be subtle and kind about communism, I mean, you look what's happening down there right now. As you say, it's all about Libertad, and you know, which I think is a touching you know, symbol when you hear them, you know, talking about liberty, and they're carrying around the American flag, Ted. It's as if America and liberty have become synonymous for people outside of the United States. We know people inside the United States want to debate that issue, but it really encourages those of us who have been beat up by that, you know, that cultural war, and we're a little bit, I might say, fed up by that, but that's okay. You know, we've been through this before, and we can handle it.
Well, it's all true. God is in charge. Whatever happens, he is in charge. And, of course, in Hong Kong, you know, where my son studied Chinese university and my daughter did mission work in China, and, you know, that was a heartbreak because they were calling out to America, save us, you know, keep us. China broke its word. It was supposed to keep Hong Kong free and as an example and as an open door, and they closed it, and they just crushed the China University, which is the Harvard of China. And I don't hear many people on the left complaining about this. You know, they don't seem to say, wow, she is killing Christians and Uyghurs and crushing Hong Kong and violating his word. Well, are we supposed to be upset by this or not? So, you know, it's a very...
Well, it's that old saying, just like in World War II, you know, as long as they weren't coming for me. You know, as long as they're not coming for me, it's okay until they come for me. And guess what? All the other people that could have helped me, there's nobody there to help me because they're all gone, right?
Well, you know, I'm laughing because I grew up in the entertainment industry. And so I grew up on the far left. And actually, I was a member of the Lawyers Guild, National Lawyers Guild, which represented the Chicago 7 and was overtly declared to be a communist organization. So I was a card-carrying member, and I helped work on the Chicago 7 case from our New York office, and God saved me. But before you're saved, you know, there are too many young people in America who have been influenced, brainwashed, whatever you want to call it, by a culture that died a long time ago in the schools and the universities. So we have a very serious problem to deal with. That's why I love your radio show, because you tell people the truth. They need to be set free. I was set free in a couple of different ways. One was watching George Gallup on the Today Show talking about all the Christians, and another was four women who had come to Christ through the Billy Graham Association. So I'm sort of a grandchild of Billy Graham, and he was a friend, and probably a friend of yours. And I went to his funeral because he said to me, if you don't come to my funeral, I'm not going to go to yours.
Dr. Graham was precious. Just what a precious and humble man. I'll tell you, Dr. Ted, he is today. I mean, I hold him in that special spot of humility. He just demonstrated that, and it profoundly affected me. And I was just so privileged to work on that. You might remember that 1985 crusade at Angel Stadium, 10 sold out nights. The last night they turned away thousands of people, and you know, they had to open up the infield and let people meet there. And so people were given the prayer of salvation where they sat. They didn't come down like in previous nights, come into the infield, because there was no room. You know, it was all filled up. But a lot of special memories, as you have as well. Let's talk about RASPECT.
Well, it's not the best rendition of Aretha Franklin's life. And I remember when I was in New York, and it does have a scene that strikes me, because when I was in law school, I lived in the East Village, and I'd go to the Village Vanguard, and she'd sing, and a lot of other famous people would sing, and there was nobody there. And they show that in the film, that nobody's coming to her singing. You know, we all think that she was a superstar. You know, my father starred on Broadway for years, and superstar is sort of a difficult thing. You've got to get there, and it took her a long time. So this sort of traces that journey, and it traces it with some of the dark side. But, you know, Aretha herself didn't want the dark side. She said, you know, I grew up in the church. She loved Jesus. She came back to Jesus. And that's the best part of the movie. The movie I thought we should talk about only because there's a point where she gets on her knees, she cries out, and she, after being, you know, on drugs and alcohol and abusing her husband, abusing her staff, abusing everybody, she comes back to Christ. And it's such a powerful scene. And then the next scene came from a documentary that was done about her. of her singing in a little mission church, which they pack with film people, in a little mission church where she sang her most successful song. So Amazing Grace, and that was her biggest album. And everybody told her that in church albums, Christian albums, gospel albums wouldn't make money. And this one just swept the charts. And Jennifer Hudson does a good job. You know, I've met Jennifer Hudson. I just interviewed Jennifer Hudson. She's done a great job in a lot of her movies. In fact, she did a movie with a friend of mine who used to be vice president of MGM, executive vice president, called Winning, and we talked about that. So she does a terrific job. I'd say that the direction is not as good as some of the other renditions, such as the National Geographic one, which is part of the Genius series, and really wonderful.
Yeah. No, that was a terrific series, and you know, it's amazing when you you can stop and appreciate for a moment the hand of God in somebody's life. I mean, God gave her so much talent, and as you said, it wasn't you know, they always seem it seems like it's an overnight success, because you don't remember the time when you didn't hear about Aretha Franklin, but as you recall how she went through the process, I mean, it took time. There was lots to overcome. I mean, she's a black artist, and she was she really created a lane for herself, a lane that wasn't already ready made, you know, because you can have some artists come along and, oh, okay, we need somebody, you know, this person is no longer there, and, you know, it's already there. I mean, she was really a force of, you know, a force, a powerful force that created a new avenue for her style of singing and that. So it was most amazing.
Well, when we're off the air sometime, we'll talk about all of those stars, Thelonious Monk, Ornette Coleman. When my wife, before we got married, at Angry Me, she stayed at his apartment for a couple of weeks, and there are all sorts of good stories, but I'm not going to tell you about them now.
Okay.
We're
going
to talk about Resort to Love, right?
You're reading my mind. I love it when you do that. Resort to Love, yes. What do we got?
Now, Resort to Love is a four-star movie. In fact, I know the person who's in charge of these movies now, and it's a Christian, and we have lunch with them, and they're wonderful movies. You know, this is, they had actually been at Hallmark, so it's got the Hallmark story.
Yeah.
A successful, a person who wants to be a successful, maybe it was Aretha Franklin, no, it wasn't, in New York, and the record company drops her, and everything drops her, and she goes to an island resort just to, you know, lick her wounds, and she becomes the wedding singer, and her boyfriend, who had dropped her, is getting married there, so she's got to sing at his wedding.
Oh, well.
And so it all looks desperate and miserable, but of course, no, I'm not going to tell you. There's a wrinkle to it. There's a twist that makes it wonderful. And it's a really good movie, so, you know, it's... And I love my daughter loves Hallmark movies. I love some Hallmark movies.
I'm a sucker for them. I have to admit, there's nothing wrong with it. That's good. So excellent. So Resort to Love, and we've got only about 40 seconds left, so I'll tell everybody. The other one that you can check out for yourself is The Suicide Squad, blunders at the box office due to excessive foul language and violence. When will they ever learn, Dr. Ted?
I wish they would. I keep trying. And you're wonderful. So thank you.
Well, thank you, Dr. Ted Baer. We appreciate you so much. And, you know, just have a great week. You deserve it. Maybe your best week ever. And God's face continue to shine upon you, okay?
Yeah, God bless you. Have a beautiful week. You too.
You got it.
Bye-bye.
Dr. Ted Baer, he is the founder and publisher of Movie Guide.
It's about time for the 15th anniversary of Sunny Bay. And it may be our 15-year anniversary, but it's your chance at winning from weekly drawings in our contest for better health. We owe our success to you, GCN listeners. So as our thanks, you may win our grand prize, an Amazon gift card, plus Sunny Bay's complete set of superior pain relief products and services, with a total prize value up to $4,152. $2. How do you enter the Sunny Bay 15th Anniversary Contest for Better Health? Easy. Just click sunny-bay.com. No purchase necessary. Remember, there will be weekly drawings. Yes, it's our 15th anniversary, and it's your chance to win in Sunny Bay's 15th Anniversary Contest for Better Health. For complete contest rules and prize values, visit sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.